Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with the third base coach of the San Francisco Giants. Well, we do have the professor on Sunday mornings, and I'm going to call you the philosopher because you always put everything into perspective for the fans. They love to hear from you. Giants going through a rough stretch right now. Dodgers have sliced the lead down. What do you tell the ball club? What do you see?
Well, the reality of this whole thing is, Marty, as you well know, it's going to go down to the bitter end. I mean, it doesn't. Nobody skates through the season or skates through life without some type of adversity and some type of a point where you have to figure out who you are as a team and come together as a team. And the fact of the matter is, what propels you through the playoffs and propels you through the World Series is that last month when every moment counts and every game counts, and like we did in 2010, we won the very last day of the season. That, if you have so many games like that, that once you start into the playoffs and start into the World Series, those games are the ones you draw off of, and those are the ones that mean so much. And anybody just thinks that you're going to run away with anything in this league, because teams are going to get better here in another month too. We've seen what the Dodgers do at the deadline, and you know, we have some holes that need to be filled because of injuries, and hopefully the guys will come back and get on the field. And at the moment, we got a flu virus that's going through the clubhouse that has decimated the coaching staff, but it's also hitting the players where a couple of them aren't able to play at a time you'd like to really get that momentum and run right to the All-Star break with.
Well, you know, it's so true that I always say it, and I know you say it, pitching is the name of the game. You get to June, this is, starters have got 15, 16, 17 starts. You kind of know who you are by this point, and you better get your pitching straight. I always say June's the time to get that rotation straight, and I think the Giants in this losing area took a little time to get the rotation straight. Lindstrom's game, I would imagine, was a very big boost for everybody.
It was a huge boost. It was phenomenal just to watch him. He almost evolved, and this is just from my own perspective. I'm not a pitching guy. I got a pair of eyes. But he almost evolved into the guy that he needs to be now that he's not throwing 98, and he finally realized that maybe pitching backwards where you're throwing off-speed pitches in fastball counts and getting ahead. He had guys off balance, you know. They say pitching is just trying to keep that hitter off balance, and he did an amazing job. And then that helped Vogey. Vogey threw great last night. You know, you hate to waste those pitching performances when you can't score. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, off the top of the season, we had pitching. We hit. Everybody came through. The big boys were coming up with guys on base, clearing the base, and then we would hand the ball over to the bullpen, who would shut it off. And then we went through that stretch where the bullpen scuffled because of weird stuff. I mean, the Rockies were breaking bats and balls were flaring in, and then our big boys were coming up and they weren't clearing the bases. I mean, everything was working so right for us for the first few weeks, the first month. But it doesn't work that way. So you have to feel pain and you got to feel it all. The game's just that way, just the way it is. That's just part of it.
Boy, beautiful to have Tim Flannery with us. Flann, the Reds are in town and they have a player that I find really exciting, and that is Billy Hamilton, the center fielder. You've been around Alan Wiggins. You've seen Maury Wills and Davey Lopes and Vince Coleman and all the Ricky Hendersons of the world. This kid is pretty exciting.
He's a game changer, and you've got to keep him off the base, because if not, he's not. If he doesn't run, he's going to make that pitcher feel his presence on the bases, and some of that attention that you want to give to the hitter, you end up giving to that base runner, and though he might not run then, you might leave a ball up for the hitter to hit. So we try so hard to keep him off the base. And he was a little bit reckless, and that kind of makes him scary. That makes him very scary, because you don't know that he might not try to tag up on a ball to second base. So he's exciting to watch. And you almost like when the pitcher's coming up with two outs, you almost want the pitcher to get on base so he can't do anything because you got a roadblock ahead of him.
That's baseball. Well, you look at the play he made on Thursday night, tagging up at third with a short fly ball to right field. The second baseman goes back and gets it. I've seen that play before, and it's a good, in a way, it's a good baseball play because the second baseman's backpedaling.
Yeah, in this ballpark too, you got, you know, Joe Panic, a young guy that's just now kind of learning the wind here, because the wind does affect the play. We knew that he did it in St. Louis on a ball a little bit deeper, and he made it. I felt he left early. I thought he was going to be out no matter what, but you know, that's the part that makes him reckless. You know, even though you got Brandon Phillips in the heart of their order coming up, you still, there's nothing in your mind that gives you any reason that says, well, he's not going to run. So you have to be, you got to keep your head up and be ready for anything with him.
Yeah, I'll tell you another guy I like, and I watched him play, Rashad Davis. And he was only here a short time. I saw him in Oakland. I tell you, he's a game changer on the bases as well. I think he still is.
He still is. And if anything, he's learned how to run the bases better. You start off reckless like that, and then you come back a little bit to maybe stealing bases in the proper time. But, you know, the great base stealer steals bases when everybody in the ballpark knows he's going to steal the base. And that's what Rajah does. That's what Hamilton does. You know, it's not picking a pitcher when he goes over 1-3, 1-4 out of his delivery. It's still stealing that bag when he's 1-1, when we're trying to stop him from stealing it.
Well, I asked him on the interview, I said, well, do you ever steal home? He said he's tried once. And he said, I don't do it too much for what you just said. I got guys behind me that can drive me in. He said the third base is easier to steal than second because I'm already in scoring position and not paying attention to me when I'm on second base. You're a third base coach. You ever have people, your runners, try to steal home?
Oh yeah, I've had about 100 people get to third over my 20-year career, and they all say I can do it. 100 of them said I can take it, and I'll say take it. But only two have ever gone, and two made it. Eric Owens in San Diego, but my second year here, bases are loaded in the second inning, and Omar Vizquel's at third base, and he turns to me. There's a left-hander on the mound, and he turns to me. I think I'm going to go home now. I'm going, oh, no, because I just got a guy thrown out at the inning before. I'm saying, Omar, no, let's try to get three runs. Let's go for the crooked number. And off he went, and I went, oh, and I dropped my head not knowing what happened, and then I heard the crowd erupt, so I said, out of the way, Omar.
Boy, just terrific. Flan with us. Flan, just some thoughts very briefly on Tony Gwynn. I know you were connected to San Diego. You are a big favorite down there as well. He was one of the icons of baseball, and especially in San Diego.
He's one of my great friends, Marty. I've been having trouble with it, you know?
Yeah.
I watched the memorial today, and my wife heard me, and I was weeping. And he was my teammate for about 9 years, a locker mate next to him, and then I coached for him because I didn't coach him. I coached with him because he was all, you know, for 8 years. We owned a baseball school together that we worked in the off season. We came up together. Our sons, our children would come running in the clubhouse in diapers together. This one was tough to take for me, and I'm going to, you know, he transcends the uniform. Sure, he's with the Padres, but he transcends the uniform. He's all about baseball. Nobody worked harder. He had 8 batting titles, but nobody had this childlike approach to the game, this joy once the game started. It was just so beautiful, and I'm going to try to carry everything that he gave me and everything I remember with me the rest of my baseball days.
Right, very sweet, Tim. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.